This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Tigira and I'm interviewing today
Fatou Jete
in 170 Third Avenue on October 16, 2019. So they gave me the permission to record this oral history.
Yes.
Thank you. So our first question is, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in America, but my parents are from Gambia. And when I was 15 years old, I went to Gambia for about 1.5 years, and then I came back.
Describe your favorite meal growing up.
My favorite meal growing up was same.
Why was it significant to you?
It's significant to me because most of the times, like, it's not mainly cooked, because it's mainly cooked at, like, baby showers and weddings. Like, that's what we really eat it.
So it's mostly in, like, special occasions?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So was there any meaning behind the food?
Not really, but back in the days, they wouldn't really eat same, but when it's eaten, everybody would be really happy because it's like once in a while that it would be eaten, because right, they couldn't really afford it.
Okay. Does a certain food remind you of loved ones?
Yes. Huto and yelenge reminds me of my grandfather because he really likes it.
What is huto?
Huto is like a cornmeal dish that's made with a spinach stew with like meat or chicken or fish, and you just put it over the cornmeal.
Do you still eat that today?
Yes, but like barely.
Do you have any memory in regards to preparing meals with an elder?
Yes, when I went to the Gambia in 2015, I used to prepare meals with my grandmother and my aunt, and we would all come to the, we would all sit outside the porch and just cook together.
Oh, that must be, you know, some really good memories to remind, that will remind you as, you know, your life going through here, especially now that you live in America. Thank you for sharing. Next, is there any food that you will not eat?
I eat like almost all of my traditional foods except sigakai and puti. It's like a peanut dish with rice, mixed with rice. And pork, because it's forbidden in my religion.
Okay. Is there certain food you only eat in the special occasions?
Yeah, during special occasions, we eat ebe, onjo, same, huto, and chakiri.
That's my favorite, chakiri. So why is that occasion significant for you?
Those occasions are usually bridal showers or weddings or baby showers. And those occasions usually happen like once in a while. It's not like frequently.
So who in your life cooks the best meal?
I'll say my mom and my aunt. She cooks really good with some spice, you know.
And what about your mom?
My mom, she cooks mild food, but it's also good. Yeah, like last night she made some same.
Okay. Describe why is it the best food?
It is the best food because it's a rice dish, but it's also mixed with, like, tomato paste, a little bit onions, black pepper, and you could choose whatever type of meat you want to use, whether it's meat, fish, or chicken. But I like mine with fish because inside of the fish, they put cilantro with spices inside of it.
Oh, that sounds yummy. So what does eating well means to you?
Eating well means to me when you're gathered with your family and everybody enjoys the food and everybody gets full and have a great time.
Do you have a favorite place to eat beside your house, the meals that have been cooking by your mother?
When I was in Gambia, my favorite place to eat was outside of the porch. But in America, my favorite place to eat is in a restaurant called Kumba Care. She cooks just like my mother.
So, like, when you go over there, does that place remind you of, like, that you're still eating at home? Or?
Yes, because they play music that, like, we traditionally listen to. And the background is, like, the theme of the restaurant is, like, it screams home to me.
That's cute. So when you go over there, what kind of food do you order?
When I go over there, I usually order, sometimes I order salmon.
That means you eat, every day you eat salmon or what?
And sometimes I order meat with acheke.
Is acheke like a food from your country?
Acheke is not really from my country. It's from Ivory Coast, but my parents were like born in Ivory Coast, and they were like there. That's where like they grew up for some of their lifetime. So like that's a famous dish to them. Mm.
So, how does the food you eat or cook make you who you are?
The food I eat and cook make me who I am because in America, it's not like food that we would eat. Like in America, we usually eat pasta or something else, but like I never saw those type of stews here. But those food, they shaped me as I grew up since I was a child. That's what I've been eating, so.
Is there a food that reminds you of home? And why?
Home in like America or Gambia?
So whichever you prefer.
I mean, a food that reminds me of home like in Gambia is huto. Mm-hmm. Because like in Africa, we eat that like every night. And also honde because we eat that every morning like at 7 o'clock.
Do you observe certain rules or traditions in regards to food or drink?
Yes, because when we're eating or drinking, we have to remain seated and we shouldn't speak. And also when you're eating, you can't eat unless like your elder says you can start eating.
Wow. How does it feel like, you know, every day being in that type of situation?
I mean, it feels fine. It's just like we show them respect. It's just showing respect.
So that's like just another way of showing respect to your elders.
Yes.
Okay. So is there any anything you eat because of your culture or tradition?
Yes, the stews we eat are different. We eat like spinach stew with palm oil and peanut soup and like in America, we don't really eat that. Or sometimes we'll eat chakiri, which is like made out of sour cream. And, you know, in America, we don't just eat plain sour cream. We may eat yogurt, but it's different from
the way that they make it, right?
Yes.
If you could go anywhere in the world to try new food, where will you go and why?
I would go to Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. Interesting. Tell me about it.
I'll just go there because I always hear about the food biryani, and it seems much similar to salmon. So I would like to know what it tastes like.
So you're really into salmon, right?
Yes, I am.
What is a meal snack can you eat all the time and never get tired of it?
A snack that I can eat all the time is nem and samosa and bubble juice.
What is bubble juice?
Bubble juice is similar to chakiri, but instead it's just sour cream with fruits.
Oh, okay. How does your environment or the community impact the way you eat, like the food that you eat every day?
Excuse me?
How does your environment where you live impact the food that you eat?
My community impacts the food that I eat because, like, some people in their neighborhoods, they can't get the type of food that I eat. Like, it's hard to shop for it. But since I'm in, like, a wide neighborhood that has, like, a lot of supermarkets and African markets, they sell, like, the same stuff that we use in our dish.
So, have you ever experienced hunger? This question, you can answer it, but, like, if you don't prefer, we can move to the next question.
I haven't really experienced hunger, but it was once when I was in Africa, they cooked tiga kayaputi, and I don't like that. So, and we was going to a wedding, and we decided not to eat. So we went to the wedding, and when we got there, like, we got there really late, so there was, like, no more food, so we were starving, and it was, like, a bunch of us. And then, yeah.
How do you feel about fast food?
Fast food? It depends what type of fast food. Like, Chinese fast food, I don't eat certain fast foods. Like, I don't eat Chinese, Burger King, or stuff like that. But I do eat food from the halal cart and sometimes McDonald's, but that's, like, once in a while.
So, like in general point of view, like, about fast food, you think it's, like, is a good thing?
I think sometimes it's good in, like, money-wise, because some people can't afford some certain things. But sometimes I think that it's not good because they're selling unhealthy food to people that, like, shouldn't be so. Sometimes they even use the same oils, and it's, like, really bad for your health.
Yeah. What do you think of health in terms of food?
In terms of food, yes. Well, in my tradition, there's a lot of food that we eat that aren't healthy. But it's, like, because of tradition and culture, we still eat it. But in, like, in America, there's also, like, a lot of fast food restaurants that sell very unhealthy food. But because of financial issues, we just buy it because that's what we can afford.
It's like a lack of choice. You don't have no choice, so you just buy whatever's there for you. Have you always access to food in your life?
Yes, I have always had access to food, unless in the month of Ramadan, but that's because it was my choice to fast, and I was obligated to fast for a month, but that's just to see how people who can't afford food go through, like, to see what they go through. Mm-hmm. But I still get to eat at the end of the day.
And does the food you eat have relationship to your culture?
The food that I eat, most of them have relationship to my culture, and but some of them are, like, mixtures from different cultures.
Can you give an example of the one that is related to your culture specifically?
Like I said, huto, and, like, yelenge, bunyeche, those are, like, what's mainly eating. Like, it's not a rice, but it's, like, what older people like to eat.
And still, does like this new generation still continue eating the same traditional food, or like they have changed?
It have changed a lot because those food require a lot of work, and nowadays, like the younger generation, like they have become so lazy to do that. Mm-hmm. They don't want to waste so much time doing it, and it's hard to learn. So they just usually make unhealthy food, like those food that from the back in the day were more healthy, but now they just like to cook with a lot of oil.
Wow. How your income affects your choice, your food choice?
If I didn't have enough money during the day or something, I'll just go get what I can afford, which is like go get soda, which is like a dollar, which is not good for my health. And like McDonald's or Wendy's, those aren't healthy food. But like if I had a lot of money, I'll go to like healthy restaurants that will be better for my health.
Last but not least, is there anything that I didn't ask that I should have asked you?
Not really. But I was also thinking about, there's also, you didn't really ask about beverages from my culture.
Yes, please go ahead.
So, famous beverages are ginger and sangume or onjo. Onjo is made out of a fruit, and ginger is made out of ginger, but with pineapple juice and water and sugar. It's all like natural.
So those beverages, do you still like make it here in America?
Yes, it's made often in America, more than the foods.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.